You are listening to the Foundational Biblical Teaching Ministry podcast. The mission of the Foundational Biblical Teaching Ministry is to encourage Christians and non-believers to study the foundational principles in the Bible to be able to know what you believe and why you believe it. Our mission is to equip God's people for the work of serving and building up the body of Christ and to become more effective witnesses and save souls for Christ. Ephesians 4:11 and 12. And now we have Dr. Ben Pennington, founder and president of the Foundational Biblical Teaching Ministry.
Welcome everyone to the Foundational Biblical Teaching Ministry podcast number 14. My name is Dr. Ben Pennington. The mission of the Foundational Biblical Teaching Ministry is to encourage Christians and non-believers to study the foundational principles in the Bible so they will be able to know what they believe and why they believe it. Our mission is to equip God's people for the work of serving and building up the body of Christ and to become more effective witnesses and save souls for Christ. That's Ephesians 4:11 through 12. Our ministry podcasts are covering lessons on foundational biblical doctrines and principles in the Bible, from the doctrine of creation in Genesis to the return of Christ in the book of Revelation. We upload blogs each week that accompany our podcast to help you study the Word of God so you will know what you believe and why you believe it. You can access all of our podcasts and blogs on our website at www.foundationalbtm.org. Our podcasts are also available on Spreaker and Stitcher. Genesis is the book of beginnings. It records the beginning of time, the beginning of life, the beginning of sin, and the beginning of salvation. Almost all of the foundational biblical doctrines are revealed in the book of Genesis and are further developed in other books in our Holy Bible. As a result, our foundational biblical teaching ministry lessons will begin in the book of Genesis. And we've titled podcast number 14, Jesus Christ, the Last Adam. Jesus Christ, the Last Adam. Go with me to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15:45. It says, it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. So I have a few questions for you as we start our podcast. Are we all born with a sin nature? Are we all under the curse of Adam? If we are under the curse of Adam, is there a remedy? Is there a cure? The scriptures say that Adam was the type of the one who was to come. What does this mean? Was Adam a type of Christ? We know that Adam was not God, but there are similarities between Adam and Jesus Christ. So why does our Bible refer to Jesus Christ as the last Adam? I'm glad you asked. Let's get started. What was Adam's sin? Go with me to Genesis 2. Genesis 2:15-17. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, you may freely eat of every tree in the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in that day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Now let's go to Genesis 3. Genesis 3:2-7. The woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die. But the serpent said to the woman, you will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desired to make one wise. She took of his fruit and ate. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. What are we saying? God had commanded Adam not to eat the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that was located in the midst of the Garden of Eden. Satan was a fallen angel that had been expelled from heaven for wanting to be God and for wanting to overthrow God's kingdom in heaven. Satan told Adam and Eve that if they ate the fruit from the forbidden tree, that their eyes would be open and they would be like God, knowing good and evil. Satan used the same evil and failed plan that had gotten him expelled from heaven on Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve believed the lies of Satan. Adam and Eve disobeyed God and committed the first sin recorded in our Bible. Wanting to be God was and still is the original sin. As a result of Adam's sin, all of mankind is born with a sin nature. We're all born in sin. We're all born with mortal bodies that will experience sickness, aging, decay, and eventually death. Because of Adam's sin, we are all born to die. Adam, the first Adam, was the type of Christ. Go with me to Romans 5:14. Romans 5:14. Yet death ruled from Adam to Moses, even over those who didn't sin the same way that Adam sinned. Adam was the type of the one who was to come. So what are we saying? Adam obviously was not Jesus Christ. Adam was not God. However, our Bible says that Adam was the type of the one who was to come. Adam had some characteristics that were similar to the last Adam. The entire Holy Bible, starting with the book of Genesis, points to Jesus Christ as being the person that will ultimately solve the problem of sin and will provide an opportunity for everyone that calls on his name to receive salvation. There are many parallels or types found in the Old Testament that point to Jesus Christ. Adam's life parallels the life of Jesus Christ in many respects. Let's take a deeper look at the similarities and differences between the first Adam and the last Adam, which is Jesus Christ. The first Adam was the firstborn over the human race. The last Adam was the firstborn over all creation. Go with me to Genesis 2. Genesis 2:7 says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Adam was the world's first human being, the first Adam. Now let's look at Colossians in the New Testament. Colossians 1:15-20. "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him are all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood on the cross." So what are we saying? Adam was the firstborn of the human race. The last Adam, Jesus Christ, was the firstborn of all creation. The firstborn means that Jesus Christ is preeminent. Jesus Christ is the creator, not the creature. Through Jesus Christ, all things in heaven and on earth were created, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through Jesus Christ and for Jesus Christ. So when the Bible refers to Jesus Christ as the firstborn, it is not like Adam. Jesus Christ is the creator, not the creature. Jesus Christ is preeminent. Jesus Christ is above all and over all. The first Adam is created. The last Adam is Jesus Christ. The last Adam is the creator. Psalms 89:27. Psalms 89:27 says, "I will make him," talking about Jesus Christ, "the firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth." So when you refer to the last Adam being the firstborn, he is the highest of the kings of the earth. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. The first Adam became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Go with me to Genesis 2. Genesis 2:7 says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." So you need to take note that the first Adam was an empty vessel of dust before God breathed the breath of life into him and he became a living soul. Go with me to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15:45-46 says, It is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, which is Jesus Christ, became a life-giving spirit. But it is not the spiritual that is first, but the physical, and then the spiritual. So our last Adam gave us life, and gave us life more abundantly. The first Adam was made in the image of God. The last Adam is the image of the invisible God, and the last Adam is God. Go with me to Genesis 1. Genesis 1, 26 and 27 says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So God created man in his image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So what are we saying? God created Adam and all of mankind in his image. We are not gods, but we are created in the image of God. Look at Colossians 1. Colossians 1, 1, and then Colossians 1, 19. He, talking about Jesus Christ, is the image of the invisible God. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. The first Adam was made in the image of God. However, the last Adam is in the image of the invisible God that was manifested in the flesh. The last Adam is Jesus Christ. The last Adam is God. The first Adam was created to be ruler over the earth. The last Adam is ruler over heaven and earth. Go with me to Genesis 1, 26. And then God said, let us make man in our image and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So we hear from that scripture that the first Adam had dominion over everything, but only everything on earth. Go with me to Matthew 28. Matthew 28, 18 through 19. This is the resurrected Jesus Christ talking here. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. What are we saying? God gave the first Adam dominion over the earth. The last Adam, which is Jesus Christ, has been given all authority in heaven and on earth. In fact, the last Adam is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. The last Adam is the Lord of Hosts. The last Adam is God of the armies of heaven. The last Adam is Jesus Christ. The first Adam was defeated by Satan in spiritual warfare. The last Adam defeated Satan in spiritual warfare. Go with me to Genesis 3, 4 through 7. But the serpent said to the woman, you will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband, the first Adam, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. What am I saying? The first Adam was defeated by Satan in spiritual warfare. The first Adam was enticed. The first Adam believed the lies of Satan. The first Adam fell in sin. The first Adam was evicted from the Garden of Eden. The first Adam lost the right to have access to the tree of life. The first Adam lost the right to live for eternity with God. The first Adam was defeated in spiritual warfare with Satan. But let's read about the last Adam. Go with me to Revelation 12. Revelation 12, 7 through 9. And then verse 12, one more time. I'm going to Revelation 12, verses 7, 8, and 9, and then skipping down to verse 12. A war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought back, but they were defeated. And there were no longer any place for them in heaven. The great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who was called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth. and his angels were thrown down with him. Rejoice then, you heavens, and those who dwell in them, but woe to the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you with great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. What are we saying? There was a war in heaven that was fought in the spiritual realm between Michael and the heavenly angels against Satan and his evil demonic angels. The fight that broke out in heaven successfully expelled Satan and his demonic angels to earth. That is how Satan ended up in the Garden of Eden in Genesis 3. Go with me to 1 John. 1 John 3, verses 8 and 9. Everyone who commits sin is the child of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The Son of God was revealed for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. So what are we saying? The last Adam, which is Jesus Christ, was revealed for this purpose. The last Adam was revealed to destroy the works of the devil. The first Adam was defeated by Satan. The second Adam was revealed for the purpose of destroying the works of the devil. Go with me to Revelation 20. Revelation 20:10. And it says, the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. What are we saying? The first Adam was defeated in a spiritual confrontation with Satan. However, the last Adam defeated Satan in spiritual warfare. The last Adam triumphed over Satan. The last Adam expelled Satan from heaven. The last Adam cursed Satan on earth. The last Adam would throw Satan into the lake of fire to burn for eternity. Thank God for the last Adam. Thank God for Jesus Christ. The first Adam caused innocent blood to be shed to cover sin. The last Adam shed his innocent blood on the cross to cover our sin. Go with me to Genesis 3. Genesis 3, verse 6 and 7, and then drop down to verse 21. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. And the Lord God made garments of skin for the man and his wife, and he clothed them. What am I saying? I'm saying God got garments of skin to cover the sin and the nakedness of the first Adam and Eve. Animals were killed. Animals shed their innocent blood to cover the sin of Adam and Eve. Go with me to Hebrews 9. Hebrews 9:22 says, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission or forgiveness of sins. 1 John 1:7 says, if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. What are we saying? The first Adam was a sinner and needed innocent blood to be shed to cover his sin. The last Adam died on the cross and shed his innocent blood to cover us once and for all for our sins. Stay with me as we talk about this type of Christ and the relationship between Adam and Jesus Christ. The first Adam was turned away from God in the Garden of Eden. The last Adam turned to God in the Garden of Gethsemane. Go with me to Genesis 3, Genesis 3, 23 and 24. Therefore, the Lord God sent him, this is the first Adam, forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. He drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he placed the cherubim and a flaming sword, and turning to guard the way to the tree of life. What are we saying? The first Adam was turned away and driven out of the Garden of Eden. Let's compare that with the last Adam. Go with me to Mark. Mark 14, 32 through 36. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, sit here while I pray. And he took Peter and James and John and began to be distressed and agitated. He said to them, I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and keep awake. And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. He said, Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. What are we saying? The first Adam was turned away from the garden because of his sin. The last Adam turned to the garden so we would be cleansed from our sins. The last Adam was obedient to death, even a death on the cross. Wherefore, God has highly exalted the last Adam. He has given the last Adam a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The first Adam was naked in sin and hid between the trees in the Garden of Eden. The last Adam was stripped of his clothes before being nailed to a tree. Go with me to Genesis 3, 6 and 7. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. The first Adam was naked in sin and in shame, and tried to cover up his sin with fig leaves. Go with me to Psalms 22:18. They prophesied about Jesus Christ. Psalms 22:18 said, they divide my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots. That's Psalms 22:18. Matthew 27:28 says it this way. They stripped him. They're talking about the last Adam. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. What are we saying? The first Adam was naked in sin and in shame and tried to cover up his sin with fig leaves. The last Adam was stripped of his clothes and had his clothes taken from him prior to his crucifixion. The last Adam was naked and was given a scarlet robe. The Roman accusation against Jesus was that he called himself a king, which was an affront to Rome's emperor. Scarlet robes were worn by royalty and emperors, and giving our last Adam a scarlet robe was the Roman soldier's way of mocking Jesus Christ. The first Adam had his side open. The last Adam was pierced in his side. Genesis 2:21-22 says, so the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up his place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Go with me to John 19:33-34. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once blood and water came out. What am I saying? The first Adam had his side open, and God took out one of his ribs and made a woman. The last Adam was crucified on a cross and had a spear thrust into his side. The first Adam's sin brought us thorns. The last Adam wore a crown of thorns to forgive us of our sin. Genesis 3:17-18. And to Adam he said, because you've listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree about which I commanded you that you should not eat of it, cursed is the ground because of you. In toil shall you eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to you. What am I saying? The consequence from the sin of the first Adam was hard labor and separation from God with thorns and thistles. Look at Mark 15:17-19 says, and they clothe him, they're talking about the last Adam, and they clothe him in a purple cloak, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him, and they began saluting him, Hail, King of the Jews. They struck his head with the reed and spat upon him. What am I saying? The last Adam had thorns twisted into a crown that was placed on his head as they mocked him during the crucifixion. The first Adam sinned at a tree. The last Adam bore our sins on a tree. Genesis 3, 4 and 6. But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes, that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband, and he ate. Galatians 3:13 says, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, 'Curses everyone who hangs on a tree.'" The first Adam lost access to the tree of life. The last Adam is the tree of life. Go with me to Genesis 3:22-24. "Then the Lord God said, 'See, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now he might reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever.' Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. He drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he placed a cherubim and a flaming sword turning to guard the way to the tree of life." The first Adam was a sinner. The first Adam lost access to the tree of life. Now let's look at the second Adam, which is really the last Adam. Let's go with me to Revelation. Revelation 22:14. "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life and may enter into and through the gates into the city." Our last Adam is the tree of life. Our last Adam is Jesus Christ. The first Adam died and tasted death. The last Adam died and rose again. Genesis 2. Genesis 2:15-17 says, "And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden to till it, to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, 'Of the tree of the garden you may freely eat, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.'" Genesis 3:17-19 says, "And to Adam he said, 'Because you've listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree about which I commanded you that you should not eat of it, cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat the bread until you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." The first Adam tasted death for his sin. How about the last Adam? Go with me to Matthew 27. Matthew 27, 45-51. Matthew 27, 45-51. "From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. About 3:00, Jesus cried with a loud voice, 'Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?' That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" By the way, he was quoting Psalms 22:1. "And when some of the bystanders heard it, they said, 'This man is calling for Elijah.' At once one of them ran and got a sponge and filled it with sour wine and put it on the stick and gave it to him to drink. But the other said, 'Wait, let's see whether Elijah will come to save him.' Then Jesus cried again with a loud voice and breathed his last. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks were split." What are we saying? The last Adam died for our sins on the cross. But I have news for you. That's not how the story ends. For in 3 days, he rose again. Go with me to Matthew 28, the next chapter. 28:1-7. "After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, 'Do not be afraid. I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. He has been raised, just as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you. The last Adam rose from the grave. The last Adam conquered the grave. The last Adam conquered death. Death has no sting, and death has no victory over the last Adam. Go with me to Acts. Acts 1, 1 through 3. In this first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. What am I saying? The last Adam conquered death. The last Adam rose from the grave. The last Adam was resurrected. The last Adam appeared to his disciples for 40 days before ascending into heaven. The first Adam is the Alpha. The last Adam is the Alpha and the Omega. Genesis 2:7 says it this way, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Adam was the first human being created. Adam was the Alpha. Go with me now to Revelation 1:8. Revelation 1:8 says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. So what are we saying? The last Adam is the Alpha and the Omega. Our last Adam is Jesus Christ. So let's wrap up our lesson for today. Romans 5:14 says, the first Adam is a type of Christ, a type of the one who was to come. The first Adam ushered sin into the world. Everyone that has not accepted the last Adam, which is Jesus Christ, as their Lord and Savior, are still under the curse of Adam and will die and will burn for eternity in hell. Everyone that accepts Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior will live for eternity with him upon his return. That's our lesson for today. Jesus Christ, the last Adam. If after hearing today's podcast, you decided to accept the last Adam, which is Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior, please repeat the salvation prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you today as a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is God. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. I'm asking salvation through the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. I accept him now as my personal Lord and Savior. I'm asking that you create in me a clean heart and renew within me a right spirit. I pray that I will lead a life that will glorify and honor you daily. In the name of Jesus, I thank you and praise you. Amen, amen, amen. If you've accepted Jesus Christ, please visit our website at www.foundationalbtm.org. Click on the Salvation tab and download the ABCs of Salvation document along with an article called The Next Steps After Salvation. If you have any questions about the content discussed in today's podcast, or if you are seeking an answer to a specific Bible question, you can send me an email. We are also available for speaking engagements, conferences, and workshops. My email address is drben@foundationalbtm.org. That's drben@foundationalbtm.org. Please like us on Facebook, and please share our podcast on your social network platforms.
If you want additional information on today's podcast topic, feel free to visit our website at www.foundationalbtm.org and download our study guide and answer sheet that accompanies today's podcast topic. We upload new blogs, podcasts, study guides, and answer sheets weekly. If you would like to be notified when new materials have been uploaded, just click on the subscribe tab on our website. We are a listener-supported ministry. Please help the Foundational Biblical Teaching Ministry continue the work of teaching Bible lessons that equip us with information to help us know what we believe and why we believe it. You can make a donation to help the ongoing work of our ministry by visiting our website at www.foundationalbtm.org. That's FoundationalBTM.org. And click on the donation tab. Your generous contribution will be greatly appreciated and will help us continue the work of this ministry. And now, back to Dr. Ben.
The Foundational Biblical Teaching Ministry provides weekly Bible-based lessons on essential Christian doctrine. Our lessons are prepared for believers and for non-believers to help our readers and listeners know what they believe and why they believe it. I pray that this ministry is making a difference in your life. We are a federally tax-exempt, nonprofit, listener-supported ministry. We are asking that you prayerfully make a donation that will help us sustain and expand our ministry services. We understand that some of our listeners are unable to financially support our efforts at this time. However, we pray that if this ministry is making a difference in your life, and if you are financially able, please consider making a contribution of any amount to support our ongoing work. We have several ways that you can give to our ministry. You can give on our website at www.foundationalbtm.org and clicking on the donation tab. You can also give by writing a check made payable to the Foundational Biblical Teaching Ministry, P.O. Box 2156, Tuscaloosa, Alabama 35403. Our podcast can be listened to and download it from our website at www.foundationalbtm.org. With the support we have received thus far, we've been able to expand our podcast Bible lesson ministry to include Spreaker and Stitcher podcast listeners. We are looking forward to your generous support so we can continue to sustain and expand our ministry to other podcast hosting sites and venues. May God bless you. Go with me to Genesis 4. Genesis 4, 1 through 8, it says, "Now the man knew his wife Eve, and she conceived and bore Cain, saying, 'I have produced the man with the help of the Lord.' Next she bore his brother Abel, and Abel was the keeper of sheep, and Cain a tiller of the ground. In the course of time, Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground, and Abel, for his part, brought the firstlings of his flock, their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering he had no regard. So Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said to Cain, 'Why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is lurking at the door. Its desire is for you, but you must master it.' Cain said to his brother Abel, 'Let's go out to the field.' And when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, 'Where is your brother Abel?' He said, 'I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?'" So I have a few questions and a few statements too. This is the first time giving to God has been mentioned in our Holy Bible. It's in this passage, Genesis 4, 1 through 8. Is giving unto God only an Old Testament principle? Is giving unto God also a New Testament principle? What does the Bible say about giving to God? Why did God accept Abel's offering? Why did God reject Cain's offering? Is God a respecter of persons? Does God show favoritism? How does anger end up being murder? Are we responsible for our brother's safety and well-being? I'm glad you asked. We will answer these questions in our next podcast and in our next blog titled Cain and Abel, Giving Unto God, Anger, Murder, and Responsibility. This is Dr. Ben, signing off for now. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow.